These children have a right to go to the local school, and it's not one child. There are three people now who want to go to this school that have got a diagnosis. There's others in the school that are waiting a diagnosis. There is a demand in that local area. And surely to God, when we have a willingness, when we have a classroom, when we already have the sensory garden, when we have the sensory rooms, when we have the toilets that are there for them, all we need is approval and the staff member to allow for kids with autism to be able to be taught with their siblings in their local community.
Education is a right under the Constitution. It's enshrined in the Constitution, as you know, Deputy. Where exactly that school is not enshrined as a right. That's not to say that I, as Minister for Special Education, don't want children to be able to go to school in their vicinity. And unfortunately, throughout the country, it's not just the children with additional needs, but all children who sometimes have to travel. Now, 10 kilometres, I understand, is where Dromore National School is, which is a little bit away. But the difficulty that I have in my discussions with the National Council for Special Education, which I'm sure you can understand, is if those places aren't filled, then it's going to be difficult to open a special class in the locality where these families want it. And I understand why they want that. We all have children and we wish for them to go to the school in their locality. But as I said, we will continue to assess it, continue to monitor it, and I will continue to engage with you to see what can be done in the future.